It is episode 3, and your hosts, Steele and
Leah.
This is so much fun. Like, we've had the best time. Like, every time we get on, it's just awesome.
Yes. Such good conversation. We have a great episode for you today. You know, Steele, what's your week been like?
Week has been busy. Last week was, I feel like it's a blur, and I'm out of town right now, which now everything feels like a blur. But I did have some fun. We paddleboarded. And so for me, that's like one of my favorite things to do is be outside, and it's summer, and paddleboarding is always like a great place for me to like dial it down, take a minute, kind of restore, and then ready to hit the ground running.
Yes.
How about you?
It's nature. It's just getting out in nature. We do the same thing, and we had the best weather here in Charlotte over the weekend. No humidity, sunshine, and, you know, it's getting out there. It's getting in nature and just being able to play a little bit before you start your week.
Yeah, it's so important. I think it's taking time to do that. And I had a moment where I think it was on Friday, I had some time to myself and I was able to be still and just be in the moment. And that was huge. Because yeah. I'm such a junkie when it comes to, like, we were just talking about this, about things being busy and chaotic. And like, when there is downtime and this stillness, I struggle to like absorb it and like really sit in it. So trying to be more mindful of that.
Yeah. Getting out of the chaos can be like going through withdrawals from a drug, because I do think in this fast-paced world, and we do stay so busy that when you don't have that, you can find yourself spiraling, and that can be, you know, a dangerous place to be, but it's also a good place to be sometimes in diving into maybe some deep-rooted issues that you may have that you've avoided that really carry over into your everyday life. So
I think that's a lot of it. I think you just nailed it with that. It's like, it's true. Like, I think when we slow down and we actually take the time, that can be really hard. Because a lot of times I think chaos and going like 100 miles an hour and balancing 10 million things is actually just as addicting as anything else, because it becomes a way of life. And so we were talking about deconditioning and like retraining and reset and all of this. Like, it's, you really have to force myself to do that. And for some people, like, yoga does that, like physical yoga. Other people, it's meditation. Sometimes it's just sitting still and writing in your journal.
Yes. Like, I even had my last, I have certain clients that I do this with that were getting back to learning how to, listen to their body. And so part of that is in the morning, setting your circadian rhythm and getting natural sunlight for at least 10 minutes. And writing in their journal, but sitting for a moment and letting the sun hit your face, hit your body. It just can do wonders, not only for your sleep and resetting your circadian rhythm, but just for your mind. Because it's like, okay, when you sit still, like I'll do this exercise with some of them, like when you sit still and you're not listening to anything, like what are the thoughts that are running through your head? Is it, you know, are they those rapid firing? Is it just constant? Or is it like, I don't even know what I'm thinking about right now? You'll find people that like don't even know what they're thinking about. And it's just an interesting exercise that you can do. It's like, when it's quiet, what do you focus on? And I have definitely, I am one that has definitely had to heal from that. Always having to have like noise in the background or something going, music going, or talking to someone, like, no, let's just sit quiet for like 10 minutes and then tell me what happened. You know, was it uncomfortable? And if it is uncomfortable, that means we need to do more of it.
I agree with that. Cause I, you know, you just talking about that, even for me the same way, like I would spend my time, you know, wanting to help and always be there for others and always pouring out. And that was my way of dealing. Like that was my way of surviving for a long time. And so I still struggle sometimes when to take those moments where I'm not doing anything for anyone and I'm just sitting. And I've had to really tell myself, like, you can't help somebody else. You can't serve another client. You can't even do for your husband and your family what you need because you're not taking time to fill your cup, which I know we hear this term a lot. Like, you know, make sure your cup is full before you, you know, pour out. But there's so much truth in that because before you know it, you can burn yourself out and then it's not good for anybody.
Right. Yeah. We've all been there, right?
Yes. And I think women, that's just a thing. Like, I think, you know, we're very used to having to juggle multiple things. And so, you know, when there's a moment not to, that's more of the struggle. It's never of like, what are we going to do?
Right. There's always something to do. I tell my husband all the time, I'm like, bored. Like, I have never used that word in my ever. Like, I've never been bored. Like, or I tell my kids, like, there's always some, and if you're bored, come to me. Like, I will give you something to do. I think about, well, I thought about you because you told me about on Netflix this weekend. I started that the J-Lo halftime on Netflix, and I'm like, here's this amazing woman, and she's 50 or 51. I don't know, is she 50? Or just turned 50.
That was 2019, so she would turn 50 2019.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm just getting started. And I'm like, girlfriend, I am too. I'm 32 and I'm just getting started. Like, how is that? How is it that it takes, like, you, if you, you know, ask 100 women, 99 of them are going to say, I feel like later in life, you listen to me, 20-year-olds now, later in life, you're going to be in your 40s and be like, I'm just getting started. Finally, like, and we have made so much traction, but, you know, we talked about like just women owned businesses and how the side hustle and all that, like women are just moving up and taking over. Like Seal and I looked at some statistics about women owned businesses, and it's like, there's 114% more female entrepreneurs in the US today than there were 20 years ago. Like,
which is like mind-blowing crazy.
And 14%. Like, there are 12.3 million women-owned businesses in the U.S. 90.3% of women hold micro-businesses more frequently than men. Like, it's just all these statistics. And it's like, guys, we're doing well. Like, but half the time it is people like us in our 40s, in their 50s, who are just finally getting around to doing what their God-given purpose is. And why does it take us that long to figure it out?
Well, and here's why. Here's what I think. Well, I know for me, because we've discussed this. So I think a lot of it, so when we were in our 20s, there was still a mindset. So we're both from the South, we're from Charlotte. And I know for me, like growing up, it was like, you know, women in business wasn't really a thing. Like it was not a thing. And, you know, my mom, the way we were raised was like, you know, find a husband, get married, have kids. And that's what you're supposed to do. And I just had this internal struggle, like going on all the time. Like there's gotta be more, like, I want to do something with my life. And there was this internal battle. And I was trying to meet all these expectations and live under this condition of what, as a young woman, I'm supposed to be and follow protocol. And it was coming from the church. It was coming from home. It was coming from the world. Like, this is what women are supposed to do. And this is the track you're supposed to follow. And then on the inside, I'm like, but no, there's more. And so yeah. I was exploring. I remember in my 20s, like I was pushing constantly. trying new things, you know, working my way up. Like when I started at Leroy Springs, like I didn't have a degree. I have no college degree. And I remember this woman saying to me, I was 19 years old. And she said, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to work my way up to be the fitness director. And she's like, you'll never do that. You'll never do that. You don't have a college degree. And that right there for me lit my fire. And it was from that point on that I made a point of like pushing, like, I'm going to show her and everybody around me that you cannot hold me back. And I went for the next 10 years. I went from being a lifeguard. I became the pool manager for the swimming pool. I became the pool director. I went from pool director to overseeing the senior program. From the senior program, I would get my certifications in the middle of it. And I finally ended up at physical director 8 years in, but I busted my tail and proved everybody wrong that nobody could tell me who I was going to be or what I was going to do with my life. And in that regard, I did push, but there's a lot of other things that I didn't. And I think that kind of held me back from pushing more. And so I feel like now, like all of a sudden, like the restraints are off and I don't care. Like, here I am, hear me roar. Like, I'm ready to take on the world and let's go.
Yeah. Yep. I love that. I don't think I've ever heard that story. Like, I didn't know you were there that long.
Yes.
I mean, I remember 8 years. You telling me that you had it, but I didn't remember you working your way up. That's amazing.
Yeah. And really, and this was in my 20s. So women weren't supporting women. Like, that was not a thing either. Like, I had a boss at that point that, like, she was really struggling with me. Like, I looked to her as a mentor because I was always good about finding mentors and coaches. And I really believe in that. I still believe in that. Even now, like, I'm all about coaching and mentoring and finding people to help me grow even further. But, you know, it got to be competitive and it wasn't the supportive system, that we fortunately, we do have now. There's a lot more of women supporting women, women entrepreneurs lifting other women up, you know, and that's the way it should be. I'm a huge advocate for that. And, but yeah, like when we were growing up in our 20s, like it was where women are now with business and just being able to have a voice is so different now than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, we definitely have more of a leg up now, and opportunities that are constantly coming our way, that we're bombarded with. Look, social media, everything's about a side hustle, right?
Yeah.
What you have in your hand. You have your phone in your hand, which is a computer, which is, you know, anything and everything you think of you want to sell, it's on there.
Well, and that's what I would say to anybody that's listening. Like, if you have something on your heart you want to do, and it's like, you don't know where to start. Cause Lee and I, even with this podcast, it's like, we were talking about it and I was like, well, let's just do it. You know, just take a step, a step.
Well, and that's coming back to, you know, when God does drop things in your heart, sometimes you're like, what? Like, was that? Sometimes, and if you're an overthinker, you're diving into it so far, you're like, God, was that like, is that Satan or is that God? Like, which one am I going with here? Or is that myself? You know, like, and sometimes it can feel like that when he lays something on your heart, but the only way to find out is you take a step and you do it. And when there's green lights flashing, you just keep moving because until you take that one step, you're not going to get the next. And so, yeah, this is me and Seal taking our step out, our leap of faith, and just, you know, it's when you do have as much experience as we have together in one area, why would we hold back? Why would we not give this out? Why would we not talk about it and give people, younger people, another leg up? Like, hey, listen, we've already made these mistakes. We've already done this. We've already tried that. Don't make our mistakes, you know, listen to us and you can get further faster. Cause it's all about helping the younger generation do it faster. Why would I not want my children better than me? Why would I not give him the tools? It's the same, if you think about it, it's the same with your Heavenly Father. He just wants you to do it better and faster, and he's the only one that can get you there.
I'm into that. It's true. And when you listen to your heart, you listen to your spirit, and you just take the step, like all the steps are ordered. Like you just take one step and then the next step. And then sometimes there's a pause, like there's a while before, you know, there is another step, but you just keep moving forward in what you have and, you know, what you have in your hand, which you've said, which yes. I think is based on a message we listened
to. It was Pastor Furtick was talking about, and I believe it was Moses. And this was weeks back. I'd have to find it, but he just kept saying, you know, if you're searching and you're wondering, like, you know, God's saying, like, what's in your hand? What do you have? Like, a lot of times we feel like, oh, I've got to get another degree, or I've got to get another certification, or I don't know how to do that. Like, what can I do? I need to go out and buy this. Like, no, what is he giving you already? And that goes back to, if I'm constantly submitting to the Lord, is this what you have for me? What do you have? Give me wisdom. Show me what's next. He'll give you the next step. He's answering. It's getting quiet and still enough to listen. And then not letting fear come in and steal it. It's like, that's what a lot of us have a problem with, me included. It's the doubt and the fear that comes in immediately to take it away, so that you stay, instead of growing, you stay stuck in that place instead of moving forward. And if you're, you know, if you're constantly giving everything to the Lord, he's going to show you, he's going to give you the desires of your heart. He's going to give you the next step. You can't go wrong by doing that.
And just being patient with it, being patient with the process, because there are things that I think one of the biggest things I heard from going back to the whole J-Lo halftime Netflix, I encourage anybody to watch it. It's great. Was that she said there were so many times that she felt like she was ready for something to happen. And she, looking back now, realizes at the time she wasn't ready. And yeah. that all this preparation she's done for this big halftime show, like it was all about timing, and it was all about preparation. Mm-hmm. And it was all about just being like, you know, sometimes we're not ready early on. And like, there's some things we got to go through before we're ready to do what we're supposed to do. And so don't let age stop you. That's the one thing I can say, is don't let your age get in the way, and don't let like overwhelming thoughts or, you know, just like Leah said, like let something come in and stop you. Just take the first step. And that's with anything you decide to do. So I just, you know, encourage you, like, you know, put the age to the side and, you know, put the obstacles to the side. Like, they're there, they're going to be there. You're going to have roadblocks and you're going to have things that get in your way, but just like, if you know you're supposed to do it, just take the first step.
Yeah. And like you said, you just mentioned this, there are, God has seasons and timing. And just because he drops it in your heart today doesn't mean that you're eating the fruit the next day. You know, there's a process. You know, there's a harvest, but before the harvest comes the planting and the watering. And, you know, it's like, so it's consistency. It's being consistent and patient. So much of that in our lives in every area comes to that. It's being consistent and patient, you know. That's the hardest part. Think about when you're a kid and you're just waiting on everything and time seems so slow. And then the older you get, time is so fast. And you're like, please slow down. Can time just slow down? Because every other day's Friday. And it's like, how did I even get here? Like, I feel like I just taped the last episode. Like, how are we already another week later? But yet my youngest child, who's 10, is like, you know, a day just seems like a week. You know, it's like, she just can't wait. She's going to the beach on the weekend and she just can't wait to get there. And so the week is crawling. And, you know, it's like, to be back there would be awesome, but I'm not. So you're dealing with time going fast. But there's seasons for everything.
Yeah. Seasons are so important. So important. Well, we're going to switch gears because it's time to ask Leah anything.
Oh, no.
So the question I have for you today is there a supplement that can help with hormone balance?
Yes. Okay. So there are several ways to tackle this. Being an aging woman, being a woman, period, is difficult. But you know, you throw in hormones and every single one of us is different, right? And so figuring out as we get older, the different pieces of this can be very, very frustrating. And we are all so different. So going the homeopathic way takes a little more time, but it's so much better for your body than going the pharmaceutical route. Now, I am not knocking hormone therapy. I'm not knocking going to see your doctor and talking to her or him about it. I want to preface this with saying a lot of people don't go the vitamin route because it does take a little bit more experimenting with. And so we have a pharmaceutical grade, vitamin for hormones. We have the, what would it be called? It's still vitamins, but it's from like a third party supplement vendor. It's not just from our vitamin vendor. We have all different kinds. That being said, what we do is we help get whatever your goal is and what you're dealing with. So once you tell me the symptoms, then I can dive into. And this does not mean that we take away the whole nutrition, the food, and the exercise part, because as we get older, all three of them go in and intertwine together. So it takes a little more time, but experimenting with the right combinations for your body can and have helped so many women.
So if you have questions about that, like, you need to reach out to Leah.
Don't deal with it on your own.
Yeah. She can help you with the supplementation part. And like she said, it goes into, you know, everything else does play a role. Like, there's so many parts to it. But don't be shy about asking, or if you're feeling, you know, you're unsure, like, it's ask. Like, that's the biggest thing.
If something's
off, ask.
Right. If something's off, it's like, women are very intuitive, and you know when your body's off, you know when things have shifted, you know. So it's diving into all the different pieces, and then sometimes doing takeaways slowly to figure out, okay, this no longer works for me, so we're going to plug this in and see what works. We have our little myth buster today about, you know, the myth of just changing someone's lifestyle, just like doing a whole 180 and like flipping it around and changing their food, changing their exercise, changing their food, like their habits, and like just working on this mass of behaviors. And then you get 2 weeks into it and they are like, screw this. Like, I don't know who you think you are, but you know, as a coach, but y'all can't do this. And it's like, no, like, no one can. It's the hare and the turtle. Okay. The turtle wins. Like, slow and steady always wins. I, as a coach for a long time, because I come from the competing side of things of fitness, I'm a transformation coach. I love transformation, and doggone it, give me the harder one. I let's go hard and fast. Let's throw everything to the wind, caution the wind, and just go like what? Well, I've changed a lot from that, and I am all about, like, God, I used to tell you, Theo, like, I don't want a 16, 20 week prep. Like, that gives me no pressure. I can, like, but give me 6 weeks.
I was going to say 6 weeks. She wants 6 weeks.
And you will see me flip so fast. It, like, we can get it done. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there are times when it needs to be like, that needs to happen. You need a drastic change or a drastic shift in perspective sometimes to force someone, you know, who needs a change. But majority of the time, it's slow and steady. And because we're dealing with behaviors that typically most people don't change easily, those things take a lot more time.
And it'll last. That's the thing. You were talking about from competing, like that's always been the case. Like it was like prep and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prep and go. And the, you know, there's, yes, under pressure is great. And there are times for it. But I think this is something that speaks to us with our experience and with the age, as far as like when we're working with people and coaching women now, you know, it's taking in everything that's in their life and wanting there to be these lasting results. So it's not like this, you know, extreme and drastic. Yes. You're not going to get the results the way you want to if all of a sudden you do that. Like we talk about the New Year's resolution, like the reason why New Year's resolutions always tend to have like, there's a, you know, kind of a joke, or people are like, oh yeah, they won't be here at the gym in like 4 weeks, you know, kind of thing. It's the same thing. People just go hard and fast. And just like you said, it doesn't last doing that. Like you want a gradual. And I know for me now, when I'm getting ready for something, I have to start with one thing and it's this progression. So like,
yep.
When I know I'm ready to start training, it's like, I have to take one piece at a time. So like the very first thing I start to focus on, like this, probably this year was the first one, was like, I have my water jug. And that was the first thing, was making sure I was hydrating. So I start with that for a couple of weeks and work my way up to like the next step, you know?
Yep.
And then the next, I'm focusing on my training, right? And I'm still in train zone. I'm still training zone. I'm not in the, like, I'm ready to like get ready for something. I'm just like building it as we go. So yep. I'm, you know, when I was younger, I would be like, I was the same way. Like, yeah, let's do it. 6 weeks. Let's go.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, oh, give us more time. We need more time.
Can we move that date? Because I'm not going to be ready. No, I think we even touched on this in another episode, but fat loss journeys and drastic changes, like they take a mindset shift. And, you know, if you start out on that journey and there's like kickback and it's super difficult, it may not be the season for that, but it doesn't mean that you take away the other pieces. So what I mean from that is, just because I'm not ready to start my dieting, it doesn't mean that my training doesn't stay consistent. So it's staying consistent with my hydration, you know, like, or my sleep. Y'all, sleep is so important. I will delve into that at some point in some podcast. It is so, so, so important, right up there with your food, that it is like 80% of the game. I'm telling you, nutrition and sleep is 80 to 85% of the game. And the training is the rest. But it doesn't mean that you just throw everything out because you're not ready. You know, you've got to stay consistent with what you can, and the other will come, you know, it filters down into other pieces of your life.
100%. I know we were talking earlier, cause you had asked me about, like all the plyo stuff I've been doing. Like I just posted some stuff on IG and on Reels, and I was doing some explosive movements, and that didn't just happen.
Yeah.
So like I didn't lift for like 2 years. So like all I was, now granted, go back 20 years ago, I started working on all these strength moves and plyo moves, and I've been working on that for a long time, and I competed in that for a long time. But then there's like this long break, and so I didn't lift for 2 years. So all I was doing was going in the gym. We talked about this before, where I was just getting in and getting out, and it was more just cardio for my head. It wasn't anything else. So in November, I had to really dial back in and be like, okay, I want to get stronger, and I want to be able to do some of the moves again. And because I don't want to lose that as I get older, I don't want to lose, mobility. And I don't want to lose being able to hold some of the strength moves I've learned, and even some of the plyos. Like, I want to see how long I can do it, how long my body can handle it. And so, it's been progression. So yeah. The video I just posted this week was a plank challenge, and it had like a plyo in it. And it was like, I jump out and catch myself in a low push-up or low plank. And that didn't just happen. That's been like probably, I mean, it's been since November and it's June. So it's taken me that long to get my muscles back into groove and to build up the strength to be able to get to that place. But like, if I had tried that in November, I probably would have hurt myself.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw that video and I'm like, gosh, I haven't seen her do that in so long. And I do remember when you were going through changes in your body and your hormones. And I can remember when like that wasn't a priority or a goal. You knew your body physically could not take that. You know, it's like there are goals that we'll have or goals that, you know, we want to hit, but we know it comes back to timing. We know we're not there yet, or we're not ready to tackle it. You have to be ready for all that comes with it in order to get to the finish line, you know? And it's okay to say, I'm not ready yet. I want this, but I'm not ready yet, because I want this more. And this is taking my focus right now. But one day I'm going to come back around to this. It's like, I keep telling Celia, like, I've been trying to get back on stage since what? Since after COVID. Like, I don't even know if it was before COVID. I can't remember. Like,
I know it's been 2 years. It's been 2 years. Yes. Yeah.
And I will pick a show. I'll get ready for it and we'll get close to it. And it's like, nope, life happens. And, you know, we have businesses, we have children, we have all these other things going on that take way more of a priority. And I'm like, I'll get there. I'll get back. I'm going to do it again, you know, but it's knowing when you're ready to tackle it, and not getting down on yourself. You know, it's like, cause a lot of times I'm just a goal oriented person. I need to be motivated. Plus, I've been doing this for so long. That's the other myth that we could talk about, is fitness professionals, you know, always being motivated to train, or always being motivated to eat right, or like eat right according to who? Like, you know, it's like, no, we're so normal. Like, we just we're a professional because we don't let our feelings come in the way. We just go do it. And that's a lot of times the difference, is we no longer are waiting on the motivation. We are half the time trying to find a goal, because it does make it a whole lot easier to get the training done when you have an event or you have something that you're, you know, gearing up for. But I mean, in life, there's going to be years apparently where you don't get to hit those goals that you want to.
Well, it is true. Like, you might have already thought about a goal, whether it's a photo shoot, bikini, maybe you want to run a marathon, maybe you want to do a half marathon, like whatever it is, that goal may have dropped, you know, that's kind of like a thing in your heart you want to do, but like, you don't want to jump the gun into it if you're not fully committed and ready. Like, it's better to just kind of work your way towards it. Kind of, again, just kind of like building on it.
And
like,
towards
this,
it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is where I want to go, but I know I need to do some stuff up front to get there, because when you're ready, like, you'll know, and you'll be able to flip the switch, and you'll be able to dive in, and you'll be able to like, go get it.
Yes. Like, all the habit stacking. Like, I think about building a house, the foundation, all the stacking up, like, don't slack on the pieces that you can do. If you do have a physical goal, or even like a business goal, like, don't slack on the pieces that are in your hand and what you do have the ability to keep doing. Like, yeah, there might be certain pieces that we're not ready for, or don't have the money for, it's just not there yet. do the other side, do the work step by step, and we'll eventually get there.
I love that. So agree with that. And I just think this whole conversation about goals is so much more than fitness. It's with our life, like our full life. Like, I think sometimes it's like some of us have this all or nothing mentality, and
that's
not the way to live a balanced life. Like, don't feel like, well, if I can't do it all, screw it. You know, no, do what you can. Take the first step, move in that direction. Because I think when you put that kind of energy, like that energy and vibe out, like it's going to create the path and the way. But you have to be willing to just to take the steps forward.
Yeah. Listen, nothing's black and white. But we have people and there's personalities that do think in black and white, but there's not nothing. There's so much color and gray in the middle. And, you know, it's like, it's, and a lot of our personalities are all or nothing. Like I can think of several clients where it's like, they just want to throw in the towel because they messed up one day. And it's like, nope, we hop back on the horse. We show up again, and you just keep showing up, whether it's in your spiritual life, your prayer life, your body, your food. It's like, keep showing up, because consistency, like we always say, that's the key. And that's for all of us. I mean, you know, it's like everybody has an area in their life that needs work. And a lot of times we get lazy. Mm-hmm. And we want to fall back to what's comfortable. But when something is no longer serving you, it's time to give that attention and go to the next level.
Yep. Next level, level up. It's time to level up. And I think that's a big thing also to just kind of tie into, or, you know, tag onto what you're saying, is that when you do decide to move forward, go ahead and know that there's going to be something immediately that comes up that's going to
try to kind of opposition.
Yep. Something's going to show up to be like, nope, you can't do this. And you have to mentally go ahead and mentally prepare yourself, because in your head, you have like this amazing journey planned. You're like, okay, I'm going to train for whatever the goal is. Let's say we're going to train for stage. So we're going to say 12 weeks instead of 6. 12 weeks. And for this 12 weeks, we're going to go to the gym. We're going to eat right. We're going to drink our water. We're going to have all of this mindset. Everything's going to be ready. I'm all in. I already see the finish line. It's going to be great. We start in week one and life happens and you have a choice. It's like, do you let that completely rock you and take you off path? Or do you take a step back, take a deep breath, and then go, okay, I just have to like keep moving forward.
Yep. Yep. Hey guys, we're talking to ourselves so much in all of this.
It's just reminders.
We all have an area. Yes. You cannot. Yeah. Sometimes it is. It's sometimes deciding like, no, that's just my lazy butt. Like, I just don't feel like it. And I need a kick in the pants. Like, it's not, you know, sometimes it's like, we say like, well, it's not my season. Well, I think it is your season. So maybe you just need to show up today at once. You know, it's like, you have to know for yourself. But I laugh at some people and I'm like, no, you're doing nothing else. Do not blame this on this. Like, show up.
There's no cop outs. Like, when you set that goal, you freaking like put your blinders on. Like, get serious about it. Like, and if you're not ready to get serious about it, it's okay. But when you decide to jump in and do it, like, go for it. Like,
no turning back.
Yeah. No turning back. Like, strong.
Oh, well, this has been fun.
Yes. I love talking about all the things that we do, mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
So thank you all for joining us today. Vaz Nutrition is the sponsor of our Girl Chat episodes, and you can connect with us on our Facebook page. And then, Leah, where can they find us on IG?
Okay, so you can go to CT Method. Notice our new handle there. And then you can find us individually from that page. So I won't go into all the different handles, but CT Method on Instagram, and then you can find us on the other pages as well. But we've loved chatting with you. We love getting your questions. Keep hitting us up, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.